I'm going to share with you some information about how to best use limit orders and also how to choose a broker and transition from a demo account through to a live account. So let's get into it. Hi Forex Traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and today is Friday the 28th of August. I've got two questions that have been sent through that I'd like to discuss on this video and podcast. The first one is here from Raphael, and Raphael says, "Hey Andrew, I've been watching on YouTube, love your videos, love your work, but I'd like to ask you a question about the best use of limit orders, how to use them." So I actually use limit orders quite a lot within my trading, and it's generally for the longer time frame charts. So I use them personally for anything from 4 hours and above, and that can be 6 hour charts, 12 hours, daily, weekly, even monthly charts. And what I love about the limit order is it actually fills you at a better price than the current market order. Now, if you are taking buy trades, for example, rather than entering up here at the market order, it's saying that I'm placing an order below the current price to buy. So if the market retraces back to that level, it fills me for a buy trade, and then I'm anticipating it's going to move upwards. Exactly the same, but in reverse for a sell trade. Now, the benefits are many. Of course, you get filled at a better price. And if you know what you're doing and you have your entry at a certain level, then majority of the time you get the price filled. What it also does is it generally increases the return that you make from the trade as in a higher reward to risk, because it means that generally you have maybe a smaller stop loss than if you place your trade at the market, and therefore you have potentially, because you're getting in at a better price, and potentially a far greater gain as a percentage of your stop loss, so a higher return from your trade. It also means another great thing is you don't have to be there right at the time at the market at your computer to place the trade. Because let's say you're trading, let's say, a 4 hour chart with a limit order as a retracement entry. You don't have to be there at the close of the 4 hour chart. You could come a little bit later and say, well, it's still not moved back to my entry order, but I'm now placing that limit order at this lower level, looking for anticipating the market's going to pull back. So I actually love taking limit orders. The only time I wouldn't really take a limit order is anything on a shorter time frame chart of, let's say, 1 hour or shorter. Because really, let's say if you're trading a 15-minute chart, you pretty much most of the time want to be in at the market straight away as a market order, because you're really trying to ride the momentum in the market at that time to best make use of a 15-minute or even a 5-minute chart. So use limit orders for the longer time frame charts. And the second question that I've got here is from Patrick. And Patrick says, "Hey Andrew, have you any tips or recommendations in setting up a live account? I've been practicing for the last 2 to 3 months on a demo. I'm now ready to go live, but I've just heard a few stories about brokers. How can you help me?" So Patrick, first of all, you've been trading 2 to 3 months live. 2 to 3 months on a demo before you go live. That's really good, because use a demo account to iron out all those mistakes and silly mistakes that everybody makes when they start trading. You know, your position size is way too big. You put an extra zero, so you take like 5 standard lots instead of 0.5 standard lots. You know, all the silly mistakes that people make with any piece of software that's new to them. So, or you're getting to understand the strategy. So use your demo for that. Fantastic, you've done that. You're now saying you're ready to go live. Well, really, all I can say is do your due diligence. Do your research on the broker that you want to place your money with. I have 3 on my website that I suggest, and that is AxiTrader, Pepperstone, and Go Markets. All 3 are based in Australia, so they're not even in the country that I live in, but they're all ASIC regulated, and I personally have funds with them, and I've sent a lot of people to them. So I actually, you know, as far as brokers go, I think they're probably as good as any. Of course, if you're in the US, you cannot use them. The broker that I send a lot of people to in the US is ATC Brokers. Again, don't, you know, you can take my word on that I believe they're good, but don't take my word on them. You know, yourself, do your own due diligence, because ultimately it's your money that you need to be comfortable with those brokers. But out of 4 brokers that I personally use, and I've used many others in the past, those are the 4 who I suggest to people to use if they ask for my opinion. In terms of what to do between demo and live, really, once you're comfortable and you're making money on demo account, don't do anything different. You know, try not to change anything. Keep it all exactly the same. If you think you're going to open up a $5,000 live account, make sure that your demo account's around $5,000. Don't have like a $500,000 account demo and then go to $5,000 live. It's just not the same. You've got to keep everything pretty much uniform. So that transition, although you know deep down and in your head and in your heart that it's now real money, try not to make it, you know, too much of a jump between demo and live, because if you keep doing exactly the same, in theory, nothing should change. So if you're making money on demo, you ought to be making money on live. So that's my, you know, points. Be comfortable with the broker you use. Try to have a segregated account. You know, be comfortable, do your research, have a look on sites like Forex Peace Army and review brokers. Now, everybody's going to have grumbles about even the very best brokers, but overall, you're going to get yourself a fairly good gauge of what is a good, safe broker to put your funds with and what's probably not a good broker to put your funds with. So check them out, give them a call, you know, see how long it takes them to email you, ask them some questions, and just really do your due diligence. So I hope that helps. Any questions that you have like this that you'd like me to answer for you in the future, just drop me an email, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to talking to you this time next week.